Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm.
I'm sorry, but I'm still kind of laughing a little bit.
Okay, so full disclosure, we had an outtake at the beginning of this episode that I have already deleted.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. I need a
place. These could be valuable.
Sometimes the things that I edit out could be entertaining, to say the least.
So it sounded like, I mean, you know, we start this whole routine and Julia always says, welcome back to Farm Chatter. Well, it sounded like she said Bach. And so then it was just funny to me. And then I started thinking about chickens and, you know, it just went kind of crazy from there. So then I started balking and.
So we had to stop this recording.
Oh, we started over.
And start over. It's a whole thing.
So
anyway.
Sorry about that.
Now, let's get back to what we were planning to talk about on this episode. We had our mercantile open this past weekend, and it was right before Christmas, and our customers are the best.
They are. Yeah. They deserve more than cowbell.
They do. I don't know if I've got, like, ultra cowbell in here anywhere.
I don't know, but it's so encouraging, and we appreciate each and every person.
Absolutely.
That takes the time to spend with us.
And we just really had a good day of time to visit with people, and we had gifts. People
yes.
gave us gifts.
I don't know why.
Can you believe that?
I know. They're so nice.
So, thank you to Vicky.
You get a cowbell.
Alyssa and Sam.
You get a cowbell.
Cheryl.
You get a cowbell.
And Kathy.
You get a cowbell.
And our wonderful neighbors, Becky and Don, had also dropped off some goodies for us.
They get a cowbell.
Cowbells all around.
Yes.
Wow.
We have lots of ringing in the new year.
Oh, that was lame.
I'm sorry. I'm struggling today. I don't know what it is. It must be that tea.
I just had some green tea.
I don't know what it is.
Honestly, there has been no alcohol involved in this recording.
No, I just had tea, ginger tea.
Well, one of the things that we did want to talk about and share with everyone on this podcast is some of the growth and the things that have happened for us this year at Five Feline Farm. It really has been an amazing year.
It has been. And as we kind of reflect on it, you know, we're at the end of December now in 2018. And we kind of started talking today about where we came from and what were our goals at the beginning of the year and what did we do last year. And I'm pretty impressed, really.
I am too. Things have really taken off for us this year. When I looked at my year in review blog post at the end of 2017, there were some good things that happened. We started the mercantile. We doubled our space at the farmer's market. But this year has just blown it out of the water.
It has. And we way exceeded the goals that we had set. We kind of set some just general goals. You know, we wanted to create maybe some more product development. I think maybe the Merc, we wanted to kind of finish some of that. We wanted to start thinking about creating a destination. And we did those things in a very big way. So much more.
We did. I know you have created a space in the basement where you are just constantly thinking up new products down there.
Yes, I am.
Oh, mercy. That was her mad scientist laugh.
And if only you could see my hair, and I don't have a jacket or a lab coat still.
Okay. We've noted the lack of a lab coat.
Yeah, it's so hard to make bombs without one.
I'm sure it is. The other thing, when you were creating all these new bombs, is we had to expand the mercantile.
Yeah, so that was a big change.
It's huge, and it's not finished entirely yet.
No, it keeps getting a little bit bigger. We've almost finished the entire space. We've got a little bit still to do. And, you know, we already are thinking of some other ways to improve what we have. So that'll be coming possibly next year. But I think we just about have the space that we're going to have.
Yes. We have just a little bit to finish off in there, and then we'll do a little bit more reorganizing. But we've taken up the whole building with mercantile.
We thought about a third of that building.
Right.
We would make a little storefront to sell some of the bombs and, you know, maybe do some special order scone pickup there. Or, you know, I guess I always think I'm such a visionary and you know, we have these really big goals, but it always ends up to be more than what I even imagined.
Oh, absolutely. This has grown. And, you know, I was just thinking, when you were talking about one of the reasons we need more space is because we're spending time with customers and they just come and hang out.
We love it.
That has been so cool. We've met some really cool people through this business.
We sure have. Yeah, we really have. And we just look forward to that connection. I mean, we're getting to know people that we didn't know and realizing that we have so much in common with them.
We do. It's been fun to share those stories and have just nice conversations while we're in the middle of the store.
Yeah. So we want to make a more comfortable space. So eventually we're going to look at that. You know, and when it gets warmer, we will expand outside of the Merc. And we already have some things in the works for 2019, which are going to be exciting.
Super exciting.
Yeah. So things are moving quickly. I have a great station now where I can make new bombs. And we've got some new packaging this year. Our demand has really, really increased.
It has. And you can just tell that hunger for high quality, handcrafted, small batch products, which is exactly what you're doing.
And we encourage feedback from our customers. And I think a lot of, especially big businesses, are not going to do that.
Right. They can't be responsive to those things. And that's happened with scones too. I have had several suggestions this year for new flavors. And for the most part, have been able to accommodate those.
They've been very successful too.
They have. And that's the kind of business that we like and want to provide.
It's what you want. So otherwise, what good is it?
Exactly.
To have products that we like or we think people want. Ask the people, what do they want? What do they need? What can we do to help?
And that has been really fun for us to be able to respond to those requests for scents in the balms or flavors in the scones or other kinds of products. And even some suggestions for events and ways to use this place as a destination.
Yeah. And some of that we are definitely going to do. And other things we have to think about. You know, there's still to have people here for long periods of time. We're going to need to have a restroom facility. You know, we've got places to grow still that we still need to do, but, you know, we're taking it a step at a time, and this has really progressed much quicker and further already than what we really anticipated.
Well, even this podcast, and this is something that I had wanted to do for a while, and we decided last year, early in January, mm-hmm. I think we announced it, and we started in February recording a podcast, and We know from conversations that our listenership is growing, and we're very thankful for that. But we have done this consistently for almost a year.
Yeah, I think our very first one was February 11th of 2018, I think was our first one.
We'll have to start planning for a real big cowbell when yeah. we hit that 1 year anniversary.
Because I wasn't real excited about starting to do this, to be honest. I really wasn't, because like how are we going to find anything to talk? I don't know why I would think I wouldn't have anything to talk about, but whether people want to hear it, I guess maybe that's the better
maybe
question.
That is the better question, yeah. But we've had great feedback.
We have, and we hope that we provide some, well, there is just some plain goofiness.
Entertainment value.
Entertainment value, possibly, but also maybe something that's useful to people that are starting a business. I don't know, but I hope that we can provide some information that is useful, because we have a lot of ideas how to then springboard this into some other areas. We've done a lot of, I'm a teacher by trade, and I think the two of us have done a lot of teaching and training over our careers and as a business. And I can see that that can expand, I think, and maybe even draw some other people into it that are area that have an area of expertise.
Absolutely. So there is a lot more to come. I think on our next episode, we're going to talk more about what happened in this business in 2018. We've mentioned balms and scones and the mercantile, but there's been even more. So come back next week, and we'll remind you of some of the other places that we have grown.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.